More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a beautiful Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. What a beautiful day to be able to produce a Facebook Live. About 100 degrees in the beautiful San Joaquin Valley here in Stockton, California. If you're just coming on to the Facebook Live, this is the More Heart Than Talent Facebook Live. This live originally was a live conference call beginning in 1998 that I hosted every single Tuesday beginning at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the afternoon, late afternoon. Then I eventually moved it to 7:30, which I hosted that call for 20 years at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern. 1 year ago, practically today, I moved this call to a half-hour Facebook Live. The call is recorded and available for podcast review the following day. So have a lot of regulars coming on here today. So if you are a regular, I have a coaching bonus offer, a 20-hour package that I'll be offering to clients that have coached with me for at least a year. So if you've coached with me for at least a year and you want to find out what that 20-hour package is, the value of that, you can send me a Facebook message and I will respond to you immediately. Or if you've already hired me and you're in the waiting queue, you can also respond to this. But this is primarily for a long-term client, someone who really wants to coach with me long-term, understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, and then the mechanism of letting go. Not only the mechanism, but the application, so that you will always be letting go. Now, congratulations to some of you who are living a let-go lifestyle. Now, I've watched Joe DiBianca, I've watched Francisco Pecoraro, I've watched Lisa Pazanza, some of my clients that I've coached for a long time, Corey Blissett, Joe DiBianca. I mean, these are clients that I've coached with for years, so I'm watching them live a let-go lifestyle. Now, what that means, instead of always being overwhelmed, they're always letting go. It means that there's a different set of reflexes that you can adapt and adjust in. Rather than reacting in fight or flight, you're able to respond. Now, my topic for today's live is called predictability awareness. Awareness means I know, I'm attentive to, I see it, I understand it. So predictability means human beings are predictable, and the more you understand their predictability, the more aware you are, meaning the more you know. So when someone wants to have a 20-minute coaching call with me, and I ask them if they've ever considered hiring me, and they tell me, they don't answer the yes or no question, I know what that means. So if I ask someone, have you ever considered hiring me, and they go, I know what that means. That means they're not going to hire me. I can tell that. Now, many people, don't you think you're prejudging people? No, not at all. I mean, I'm a professional. I understand when someone checks out, when they're overwhelmed, when they tell a story unrelated to the question, it means they have commitment challenges. So when I ask someone, have you ever considered hiring me? That would depend on how much it costs. Now, that wasn't the question I asked them. I asked them a very clear question. I ask a yes or no question. So when they don't answer yes or no and they go into a story, I understand the predictability. Now, the more you understand that human beings are predictable, you unequivocally are sitting with the winning hand at the poker table. If you're playing blackjack, Texas Hold'em, any multitude of card skills, it's important you're able to read the player. You're able to read the audience. You're able to read the situation for what it is. Now, if you can count the cards as they're being tossed, it's another advantage. But as you learn to read your opponents, then you're in the driver's seat. You're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that would create anxiety, fear, and doubt. And when you're able to let go, separate your feelings from the events that shape them, then you're in awareness. Now, that awareness allows you to be in consciousness. When you're in consciousness, you're in the know, in the now. Now, when you know, you are certain. Now, say it, I'm certain. I'm unequivocally certain. Now, when you're uncertain, you're not in any doubt. But if you're in doubt, you'll telegraph your feelings in a mixed message. Your communication style will foster that mixed message with a series of word choices and a fragmented sentence structure where you stop and start in a sentence. Now, when you ask someone a question, a commitment question, Are you looking for a way to improve the quality of your health? Well, I've been on a lot of diets. You didn't ask them. They've been on a lot of diets. Also, I want to create a distinction for you. Many of you confuse direct with clarity. And many of you even say to me, you're direct. I go, no, chief. You have no clue who I am, if that's what you say. I am clear. I am very clear in my communication style. I live in clarity. I have a vision of the outcome I seek to create. I have a lot of repetition and experience, meaning I've done it over and over and over to where there's a system, a routine, a method to where I understand why people do what they do. When you understand the basics of neuroscience, when you're in recovery and you're in sobriety, you unequivocally are in your power. But when you're out of that power, you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and then you will relapse frequently back to a series of emotions that will lead to cigarette consumption, refrigerator choices where you go to the refrigerator, alcohol, compulsive debting, compulsive spending. You'll be a seminar junkie. You'll be a sex addict. You'll be anorexic. You'll be bulimic, under-earner, underachiever, overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, a hoarder, and all the other situations that happen. And then most importantly, you'll have challenges with your dialogue with money. Now, money isn't the only thing. Now, but here's the reality. So love makes the world go round. We know that, but money pays for the trip. Love makes the world go round. Money pays for the trip. So if you want to take a trip and you want to fly first class, then I suggest you have the wherewithal to pay for that without chronically debting. So if you are committed to this process, then there's an inner game that you learn. That inner game means you learn to let go. So here are the five keys to letting go so you can understand predictability. The five steps to letting go are, first of all, a longer breath cycle. It means you breathe diaphragmatically instead of living in a short breath cycle overwhelmed. Second key to letting go is that you're in a place where you understand why you do what you do. That's acceptance. So breath cycle, acceptance. Then you move into a place called forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is the third component of that, and all this can be done concurrently. In forgiveness, you also become grateful. Grateful that you recognize why you do what you do. Grateful that you're in a place that you can absolutely change. Grateful that you've been given this opportunity to own a business. Grateful for the opportunity that you're in recovery, in sobriety. Even if it's a day, even if it's a minute, be grateful of it. And then the fifth step is that's letting go in action. So that letting go in action become like this, so they are concurrent. Now, it's great that you're letting go, but you also need to be letting go while you're in action. You're active. And that means you're moving forward and you're in a process and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So you're right here and you're right now. And so this type of energy will attract your reality, people and situations that will foster yours and their goals, yours and their purpose, meaning, cause, and outcomes that are favorable. Now, in this state of being, this is where you create synchronicity. This is where people begin to show up. Opportunities avail themselves. Mentors, leaders, teammates, business opportunities, they show up organically. But if you try and force this, then you're gonna create anger, resistance, a counterforce, and someone to be your opposition. If you can't find someone to be your opposition, then you'll oppose yourself and you'll find ways to criticize yourself. Now, an understanding predictability means that you become very skilled at reading situations for what they are. And you're able to read this autonomously without any judgment. But if you're in the I don't know state, then there's no way that you can understand predictability. So if your communication style is fostered by a series of word choices, I don't know, I'm not sure, I guess, probably, if that's the way you communicate, then be attentive to what I'm sharing with you here today so you can create the simple, subtle changes that allow you to elevate your consciousness. Your communication style requires an overhaul if you're uncertain, and that means that you use a lot more decisive, committed, persuasive words. So when you're reading people, people are uncertain. They use the word guess mid-sentence. They say, I don't know a lot. You ask them a question and they check out. They start and stop in a sentence structure. You ask them a question and they'll tell you content unrelated to the question. That's predictable. That's a large percent of society. That's about 80% of society lives in this overwhelmed, overweight, unorganized, undisciplined dialogue with money that's not conducive to having any. I mean, here's a classic example. I did 6 20-minute coaching sessions yesterday, and all 6 of the people, I'd love to hire you, but, and then it's the standard, I don't have a credit card. I don't have any money. I'm completely out of credit. Unfortunately, this is an epidemic that affects a lot of the world. Their dialogue with money is not conducive to having any, and then they stay in this overwhelmed state, not understanding how to create new money, and then they perpetuate the same situation over and over. A big hello to my good friend Lisa Faye Pazanza, who is unequivocally one of my best clients ever. So Lisa Pazanza is down in the Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a single mom of 3 who creates a 5-figure monthly income completely on her own, autonomously in free enterprise. Now, every one of you could do that as well, provided that you started to have a dialogue with yourself, a dialogue with receiving, deserving. You master the skills of asking, and then you're able to create money in free enterprise. So you can create and attract what the free market will bear. Now, I'm from a small town in Iowa. It's interesting. My mother and niece are going to be here tomorrow. So I'm originally from a little town in Iowa called Clarinda, Iowa. It's right below Omaha, Nebraska, about 7,500 people. My grandfather was a farmer. My next door neighbor was a millionaire farmer. And that's where I spent most of my time with these two men throughout my childhood. I learned a lot of my skills that I know today through effort, now back then it was called hard work, but now I'll tell you that was paying the price. I was willing to do what most of society wouldn't do. I would bale hay all day, and then I'd play baseball most of the nights. I played on 2 different teams as a teenager. I played on the equivalent of an American Legion team and a high school baseball team my freshman, sophomore year. So I was playing about 40 games a summer. I'd bale hay in the daytime and play baseball and organize baseball at night. And I learned a lot of my reflexes, my skill set. I worked my ass off in 100 plus 10 degree heat. I mean, I saved my own money. I went to college. I paid for my own college. I didn't ask for any handouts, hand-ups, or college loans. Now, that was back in a different area of going to college. I do understand all that. But what it means is that real early, I learned how to create my own money. I learned how not to be dependent upon the system. I learned how to not be dependent upon my parents. I knew that I wanted to be a millionaire, and I knew it. I knew it. I felt it. I wanted to move to Los Angeles. I did it. I had overcome my addictions. It took me to 31 years old to be able to master my emotions so I could be clean and sober. And then I started to really understand human behavior. I started to study Wayne Dyer. I started to study John Bradshaw. I read Louise Hay. This is in the 80s. I read Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling. And then I started to learn how to read people. Now, reading people allowed me to understand predictability. I read books on body language. I read books on the 4 personality types. Florence Littauer wrote a book called Personality Plus. I went throughout the Amway organization. Like, practically everybody in Amway had that book. Personality Plus. I eventually did my own 8 CDs, and it was actually 6 cassettes in 1999 that eventually became 8 CDs in 2000, and that CD set is still available called Personalities for Success, The Animal Factor, where I break down the 4 personality types. Now, understanding the 4 personality types, the 16 personalities, and 32 personality types is a huge advantage because you understand why people do what they do. When you understand why people do what they do, you understand predictability. So here's my statement that I've coined. Human beings are predictable, and the more you understand someone's predictability, the more you understand why people do what they do. Now, understanding this allows you to close sales, recruit, attract teammates, hire employees, hire a contractor, hire someone to be a nanny for you, hire someone to be your chauffeur. When you become skilled at it, you can ask for a table, a booth in the restaurant of your choice. You can ask questions about outcomes you seek to create so that you're no longer in an overwhelmed, anxious state. Now, when you move into this state, this is where money will start to flow for you. But if you live in a very tight, money is tight. If you live in an overwhelmed state of money, if you live in a, I'm not certain if I can create it, then that means your body is flexed and flinched. It means you react rather than responding. As you become responsible, as you be able to read the situation of what it is, now you have creativity and innovation. You'll change who and what you attract. You'll attract your reality. people and situations that will join your teams, be your employees, that will be your chauffeur for life. And one of my chauffeurs just left. He just came in, dropped off my mail, and split. One of my part-time employees, Richard Colfers, 10-year veteran of the United States Air Force, just showed up today to spend a month with me. He's one of my part-time millionaire apprentices. I have a new millionaire apprentice showing up next Monday, Dylan Albertson. He's the son of one of my top-tier clients, Tiffany Albertson, who through 6 degrees of separation, his father and I went to the same college at the same time, and I knew him, Marty Albertson. So there are no accidents. So this is how you start to create predictability. Predictability is also an expectation. When you begin to expect situations, then they become predictable. So if you expect to fail, you get it. And this is what many people do. They play not to win. They play not to fail. So they become chronic avoiders. So when you enter this type of situation, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. Now, David Hammer pointed out, or he made a great comment, non-dependence with money is a key. So that's exactly. So I learned how to be independent of anyone else's money other than my own. That's so I learned this word, resourcefulness, that is resources. So if there was a civil war, a calamity, the money system would collapse. But if you were skilled at being resourceful, you'd create resources and you'd turn your resources into barter, into trade, into free enterprise goods and services. That's what someone who's resourceful would do. But if you were dependent upon money and the money went away, then you wouldn't be able to be independent. And unfortunately, that's how many people are. They can't adapt and adjust. And if you continue to let money be your excuse, I'd love to, but I'd love to hire you, but you don't understand. My situation's unique. I mean, what the fuck do you mean, dude? My situation was unique once. I was $100,000 in credit card debt. I was $1.5 million in debt. Yeah, but. Yeah, but what? I mean, yeah, but what? Where's your resourcefulness? I sold a Mickey Mantle autograph that I got when I was 5 years old. So what if I got it when I was 5 years old? I wasn't attached to it. Now I have a Mickey Mantle rookie card. It's worth $200,000. The autograph I sold for $500, I bought leads with it. I mean, that's what someone who's resourceful will do. They will have no excuses. I don't want to hear it. So I will listen to people's challenges. But when someone goes, yeah, but you don't understand. I'm a unique addict. Unique? Are you freaking kidding me, dude? We're all addicts. I mean, you think your addiction's any worse than mine? Grow up. I mean, this is what many people, they want to qualify their addiction. No, my addiction's unique. You don't understand. Well, an addict is a pathological liar, meaning that we lie to ourselves about situations. Now, that does not mean you're not a good human being, although some liars are not very good human beings. But when you pathologically lie to yourself, it means you tell yourself a series of stories so that you can create a predictable outcome. So letting go of your own predictability means if you predict, when you say, I'm always worried, I'm always overwhelmed, I'm always this, I'm always that, you're correct. That's what you always do. And when you are ready to let go, that means you would separate your feelings from the events that shape them. And when you are in that power, when you take that edge and you soften that edge, it's like, ooh. When you take that edge off that's in your teeth, that grindy grind, or that edge that shows up in your neck, or that edge that keeps you all bound up like this, and then you can't access, and you have gut issues, and you have abdomen issues, and you have elimination problems, and you have challenges with your female parts, or you have prostate issues and all these other situations that you can't eliminate, that's because you're holding on. But when you move into your power, that's consciousness. When you let go of being the counterforce to someone else's force, when you let go of being forceful and you let go of old predictable behaviors and patterns, now you move into a much higher level of energy. That's the energy that you attract from. Then you're open to receive rather than resistant to receive. No, you don't understand. Receiving would contradict my struggle. And that's predictable for a lot of people. If you're a noble struggler, it's like, hey, I'm waving the noble strugglers hit parade. I mean, that's not noble, that's struggling. Struggle takes a lot of effort. An addict has challenges understanding recovery because an addict thinks that being in recovery is difficult. Oh, I'm not sure how I'm going to manage day two of sobriety. Well, how are you managing being an addict? How much effort does it require to predictably recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill the feelings that keep you unsatisfied, disappointed, overwhelmed, chronically broken. I mean, how much effort does that take? How exhausting is that? Unfortunately, more exhausting than most people really understand. Because letting go is liberating. Letting go separates your feelings from how exhausted you are. Letting go allows you not to be overwhelmed. Letting go frees you from the emotional ties that bind you to the events that keep you perpetuating the same overwhelmed state over and over. Letting go allows you to create money rather than saying, I'd love to, but my situation is unique. Well, your situation is unique. Your situation is predictable. So the way that you deliver, the way that you show up, it's like, right here, Chief, bring it on. I'll never forget once I was dining in a restaurant and the waiter, he forgets to bring the salads. I order three courses and he lays down the entrees. It's like he's trying to bang me in and out of the restaurant. And I goes, yo, Chief, where's the salads? And he flexed and flinched and he dropped two of the entrees. I was laughing my ass off because he was like so intent in getting me out of the restaurant. He had no idea that I'm a $100 tipper. He was just trying to predictably turn the table rather than deliver the service. Never offered his name, never asked me my name, never asked me where I was from, never engaged me because he was an OT, an order taker. Now, there's a difference between a closer and an order taker. And order takers are predictable. They take orders. A closer is a finisher. And when you become a finisher, you'll attract your reality, people and situations that can finish what they start. And if you're a finisher and you want to take advantage of my coaching offer today, you've been my coaching client for a year or more, or you're in the coaching queue and you want to take advantage of one of my advanced offers, Facebook message me and I'll respond to you quickly. I have a 20-hour coaching offer. It's about a 10-month offer that would allow you to absolutely dig in or add your existing coaching, take advantage of a great value I'm offering as we move in here to the middle of the third quarter, the year of our Lord, 2019. And this is right now all she wrote for today. That is August 6th, 2019, Facebook Live, More Heart Than Talent. I'm going to go coach and close some sales this afternoon. You have an outstanding afternoon. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.